Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You're back at the spot, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, the responses are never dull, and look at that smile. That is Justin Bogato. He's mixed with Italian and Kiwi, born in Australia. He is doing the most. And this gentleman here is dedicated to helping families raise happy, healthy, productive children. He's dedicated his life. He's very philanthropic. We're going to talk about that, plus some strategies. He is a faith-based gentleman. He believes in God 110%. And so we're going to talk about all that and how that creates a recipe for success with the family. So, Brains, help me welcome Justin Bogato to the Edge. How are you, friend?
I am very good. A beautiful time of year for both of us, and I can't wait to where we're going to go spontaneously.
I know. You know, it's been really weird. We just had that awful tornado go through our Midwest here in the United States with such mass devastation. And you guys had, you know, mass devastation there with the fires there in Australia. I had never seen anything like that. I didn't think that it was going to go away. Are people recovering from that?
We had fires for 6 months, and actually a little bit of trivia for our guests. The little town I live in, Lake Cadie, was the first fires across all Australia. We started it.
Wow.
And then with this year in February, we had floods in my local town. So we've had fire, floods, COVID.
And COVID. Yeah. How are people handling all that, Justin? I mean, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
Well, we have a pretty strong community, and since we had the fires, people went into helping one another mode, and I think when the flood came, the same community spirit in, and then it's just moved on to COVID. So we do have an amazing community, but you're right, it's been three pretty tough years for our community here.
And a lot of young people are now suffering with deep anxiety, depression, drug, alcohol, people are turning to abuse, a lot of bullying going on. What are you seeing there, and what are you doing? Well, let's dial back. Let's talk a little bit about your experience, and then I want to jump forward to help us try to sort that out, because that's a lot.
I'm in your hands. I'm clay in the potter's hand.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh. Better attract that.
No, I know. I might turn you, instead of a pot, I might turn you into a swan. Who knows?
Yeah. So fire away.
So tell me a little bit about you. Set the groundwork and let my brains know about, you know, your life trajectory, your experience, what you're doing in this space. And then we will go back to my original question of, you know, how do we deal with this?
Yeah. So I am half Italian, half Kiwi, but born in Australia. So I have a very interesting mix culturally. Very big Italian family from that side. And on the Kiwi side, much smaller family, but also get to go for, I don't know whether some of your US listeners might know this, but the New Zealand rugby team is the champion rugby team. And they've beaten Australia 18 years in a row.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there for a second. I was flipping through the channels and I saw some chicks playing rugby.
Yeah.
Number one, I had no idea of what they were doing. It was not soccer and it was not American football. It looked like when they was wrestling, I didn't understand the rules. That is a rough game.
Oh, there's two types. There's rugby union and there's Australian Football League or AFL. So we have women professional now in both of them.
Well, I wouldn't tangle with them sisters.
Very good. They are muscly, fast, and strong. So yeah, they're good.
Okay, so now back to the story. Okay, so you are you're living in Australia.
I grew up in a very small town. My mum and dad got divorced when I was 7, which was a pretty pivotal part in my life, which both shaped me negatively at first, but has actually been overcoming that, has been one of the cornerstones to doing what I'm doing today with families. So I'm really passionate about two things. Number one, the family. How do we create strong, healthy, thriving families? And the second thing I'm really passionate about is how do we use business as a force for good and transform communities? So they're probably the two big things that really light my fire.
Well, let's talk about the work that you're doing with young people. Because number one, allowing them and being invited into their head is a gift. And then working with their parents. Now, you were traumatized at 7 years old because, you know, everybody wants their biological mom and dad to be together. What did that experience teach you in the work that you're doing today?
Oh, that's a good question, but I'll try and answer it very succinctly. So the first thing is, you know, I think divorce leaves a hole in the hearts of kids, you know, regardless of what happened, whose fault it was. You know, for the child, it's actually very devastating and it leaves a big wound. And there's three ways that people can go, kids can go. They can either go down the, you know, the drugs and alcohol way. They can either go down, you know, seeking affirmation, you know, via the sexual route. Or the third way they can go is by, you know, needing to perform and prove themselves all the time, performance orientation. That's certainly the way I went, but that's a really horrible road because you're on this roller coaster ride of, you know, when you are successful, you feel good about yourself. When you fail, your emotions go right down. So there's three ways that can really affect kids.
So you're a father yourself. How many children do you have?
I have three. I have 16, 14, 12. But we were very blessed that was really easy for us to get pregnant. That's not always the case for some families. And so, yeah, we have three beautiful kids who are growing up way too fast. And my son is a very good basketballer, so he's actually left home. And I dropped him off to one of my friends. He's staying with one of my very good friends about 5 hours drive away. And he's just finishing up his school and trying to get into college in America, actually. So he wants to play professional basketball. He wants to go to college in the US and studying youth engineering.
That's brilliant. So let me ask you about trust.
Yeah.
He's 16 years old. There's not a lot of life experience there. And because he's, you know, preparing to college and leave home, a lot of responsibility there. How did you work on building that trust and that communication with him?
Well, one of the things I say to not only to my son, but also to all the families that we coach in 1010 Family Life is, you know, I think parenting's around the wrong way a lot of the time. We restrict our teenagers' permission and authority at the very time we should be increasing it. So the role of parenting is actually to raise self-governing, powerful, autonomous children who can live without us. And so, you know, that's the goal of parenting, that we can release our kids out into the world to be everything they can be and to champion them without trying to restrict them. So I actually think that is what parenting is all about. But obviously trust is a huge part of it. You know, but you've got to get that trust young. Trust and a heart connection from 0 to 10 is vital. If you don't have trust and a heart connection with your kids by the time they're 10, forget about it when they get to teenage land, it's too late.
You know, a lot of parents get it confused. Negotiating, bartering, and boundaries. I wasn't an overly strict parent. I am an awesome communicator because I was a good listener. And I found that my child would tell me anything and everything if I listen and I acknowledge her and I consider what she was saying valid, even if it was nonsense, but sometimes I learn something out of it. Where do boundaries come in? Because again, like you say, you just, you know, trust your kid, but you trust them until they hit a brick wall. And then, oh, I didn't know, or I wasn't warned, or it's not my fault. You know, it's that not taking responsibility for their actions. That can happen as well.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, if you protect your kids from making mistakes or protect them from the pain of consequences, you're actually going to clip their wings and they will not fly. So the actual, when your kids do make mistakes, it is the prime opportunity to let them feel the pain of their actions and to go through with the consequences so they will actually learn and they won't do it again. Right. So too many times this helicopter parenting or trying to protect our kids and solve all their problems, it actually does the opposite. Right. But let our kids make mistakes and feel the pain of their consequences and let them solve their own problem and get out of it.
So how did you design your business model with your team? And tell us a little bit about that.
About 1010 Family Life?
Yes.
Yeah. So really it came out of just seeing the brokenness of pain all around me. You know, that's really where it came from. And I thought, what can I do? Like, it took me a long time to get over this performance orientation. And when I became a dad, I said, I'm going to be the best dad I can be. Okay, so I spent the last 16 years learning everything I can about fathering and parenting in particular. And so, you know, 2020 came and I just started to see a lot of brokenness in families. The pandemic has exacerbated the polarization in families. So I said, what can we do? So our business model is really simple. We help parents raise happy, more confident, and money-smart kids. But the key to that is if you don't change the parents, you don't change the kids, right? So it's got to be holistic. So what we do is we offer a whole range of products. There's seven ways we help families, but some of the key ones we do is we do a 8-week intensive coaching transformation. So I have a flagship program called 1010 Family Life, and that's 8 modules. You watch a video, you have worksheets or love sheets, as I call them, and then it follows up with a 1-hour Zoom call with me. And that's really where you get massive transformation, because if you don't do the work and you don't talk to someone about applying the changes, not much happens. But, you know, we've seen single mums totally transform their life. We've been involved in domestic violence. You know, I had a tear in my eye when one of the couples said, you know, we were nearly getting divorced and now we feel like we're dating again. So that's why I do it. So that's why I do it. So we do that. We have DIY courses. Last week, I actually took 4 mums, and they're one child each away on a retreat called Build a Lifelong Bond with Your Kids. Mm. So we create these amazing adventures, and hopefully when the borders open up, we'll go and do it back again in the Philippines and take parents and kids away to do some charity work and to build their heart connection.
Absolutely, and that's absolutely beautiful. I want to touch on 2 things. One, you talked about money. Financially smart kids, I tell people all the time, you know, you need to teach your children about world currency. You need to let them sit down and watch you pay the bills. You need to teach them what all of these deductions are on the pay stub, but also to be innovative, to learn how to have an entrepreneurial spirit in some kind of way. Even if you work a regular 9-to-5 job, you still have to have multiple streams of revenue if you want to be successful. And the currency is going to change. We all hear about this cryptocurrency. You know, once upon a time, they used feathers, they used beans, they traded people. The Chinese invented money as a form of receipt for goods and services. What are you pouring into kids about financial literacy?
Yeah, I'm really passionate about it. So back 5 or 6 years ago, when I used to live in Sydney, I was involved in a great program called Club Kidpreneur. And basically what this program does is a 10-week program to help kids start their own business and to get used to giving money away. So it's a social, breeding social entrepreneurs. And it was really rewarding to see kids make their first amount of money, overcome all these objections in selling their product to the market, and then to give money to a charity of their choice. So that's the foundations of what I have done in the past. But over the last year or two, I've got involved in a program where I'm a Money Smart Kids Ambassador and also the Financial Freedom for Kids program, which we can put some links in as well. But basically what this program does, it's an online course that teaches your kids in four ways. The first one is LEAP, so it stands for Learn About Money. So just learn how money works. And it's all animated, beautifully produced. E is Earn Their Own Money. So unless you apply something, you know, head knowledge is nothing, isn't it? As you said, it's got to be practical. So in this course, the kids learn one business a month. So they actually make real money and actually develop that entrepreneurial spirit and thinking by doing one business a month. Then A stands for accelerate, how to save, invest, and grow money. And P is for play, how to become a good corporate citizen. So I'm a Money Smart Kids Ambassador. I mentored about five kids one-on-one on that in a group setting. But I'm also involved in promoting the Financial Freedom for Kids digital online course as well.
Well, I love what you say about animation, because everything now has or should have an element of gamification. Everybody wants to win a prize, the bell rings, like Vegas. You know, you used to go to Vegas and you pull the handle and it sing to you and you hear all the change come out. Not now. You hear all the noise and a receipt comes out. It's not as fun as it was.
What the key is, I think a lot of business books get it wrong. They produce a book this thick that's really boring. Mm-hmm. And who wants to do that? Whereas both Clubpreneur and Financial Freedom, it's actually really fun to learn. So this course is just as much for adults as it is for kids, because the reality is money scares most adults. And most adults don't have a good handle of money. And, you know, I think one in three Americans, and I think it would be similar in Australia, are living from paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. So but you know what? It's the emotional entanglement of money. It's the generational trauma of money. We didn't have enough. There's not going to be, or I was an overspender, or, you know, mother didn't work and dad just worked and mom didn't learn that. So again, when you are able to, as my word says, God blesses a child that's got his own. Once you are being able to be independently free, there's a certain, you know, certain satisfaction that comes with that. You don't have to be rich, brains. You can be rich here, rich in spirit, but at least know how to manage your bills, know how to invest, know how to save, you know, and share that information with your children. You're very philanthropic. And I...
Can I just add to that?
Then we'll absolutely. Get to
so two things. You mentioned the heart issue. So one of the big problems around parenting is that we repeat these same negative cycles with our kids that we received from our parents. We received good stuff from our parents, but we also received the bad as well, right? So one of the keys for all parenting, but also to do with everything in life, is dealing with unhealed hurts, unmet needs, and unresolved issues. Mm. If you don't deal with those three things, your life, they're going to come out in negative ways. So one of the things we do for parents is actually help them get set free on the inside. And so that's an absolute joy to do. And, you know, over the last few months, we've had several single women, some of them have been victims of domestic violence, who said, you know, I've been carrying this stuff for 10 or 15 years, Justin. And, you know, in 90 minutes, you get significant breakthrough. The second thing I want to talk about in relation to money is just one part of what I call prosperity. You know what the word for prosperity is in the Hebrew, April? You
know, no, I don't.
So this was a big light bulb moment for me. It was about 15 years ago. The word is Salem, S-A-L-E-M. And I'm going to hopefully drop a truth bomb for all of the listeners. And hopefully, you know, you'll
you got to call them brains, Justin.
brain bombs. Let's drop a bomb on the brains.
That's right. Blow it up. Okay.
So prosperity in the Hebrew is peace, wholeness, and well-being in every area of life. So I'll repeat that again. The biblical meaning of prosperity is peace, wholeness, and well-being in every area of life. So that's, of course, we've got to have enough money, right? But what about health, right? Doesn't matter how much money you've got if your health is killing you. What about relationships, health, wealth, and relationships? If you've got a lot of money, and let's face it, I see quite a few people who've got a lot of money, but they got broken relationships with their kids, not speaking.
Broken spirits, yeah.
That's not wealth. Then what about the art of giving back, which is what we're going to talk about in a second? And then what about our spiritual connection? So, you know, I believe that we're all created to be loved by God. We're created in the image of God. We're created to know him, and Jesus made a way for us to be reconnected and to have every barrier removed.
Absolutely. Right?
So you have to take into account this holistic view of prosperity. And in the West, I think we've just got such a small view of prosperity, and it's harming us.
It is. But, you know, your philanthropic arm, you have given so much. Like I said, you work with women, that are victims of domestic violence. You have these different programs. You've given so much. And that's a part of your God spirit, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, God has just radically changed my life. So the love of God and Jesus has radically changed my life. How can I not give that love away? So what I try and do is to find problems or issues in society and then say, how can I get involved and bring a sustainable solution? So I'll give you an idea. So, our medical missions that we do in the Philippines and hopefully in other countries like the Solomon, we go into the poorest of the poor communities. So these people can't even afford to go to the doctor, never been to the doctor, some of them in their life.
Mm.
We do a collaboration with the local health department, with local medical people. We bring in overseas team people of doctors, dentists, nurses, and we literally create the first health records for these people. Mm. But the amazing thing is the joy you get from serving someone that cannot repay you is worth $1 million.
That's right. That's right.
Real prosperity is not all about you, right? The greatest joy comes when you give yourself away. Taking parents and the kids overseas to work in the slums of the Philippines. So the kids and the parents get changed as well. It's a beautiful thing. You know, that in our local area, at the skate park, one of the mums attacked another kid with a spear gun, slashed his ear a little bit.
Yikes.
Pretty hectic, right? So a few of my friends just said, how are we going to change the atmosphere? And said, well, let's just go down there once a week, put a barbecue on the back of my ute or pickup truck, as you guys call it, feed the kids, you know, sausages, hot dogs, give them a zupa dupa, bring some love into a place of aggression and violence, because that's the only way you change it. Love rules, love wins.
That's right. Love rules all. And you are a loving spirit, and you have just been amazing. Please tell my guests how to get in contact with you. I want them to work with you. I want you to come back and share all of your great works, your great ideas. Maybe we can go into a little bit more deep diving on really some concrete takeaways for my brains and their children when it comes to building a business, financial literacy, and some of the other programs that you offer. How do we get in contact with you, Justin?
Yeah, so the best way is to go and subscribe on 1010life.com.au. So that's 1010life.com.au. And on that, there's going to be three things that we give away. The first one is how to build a lifelong bond with your kids. Right? Because at the end of the day, our kids are going to leave home, and you want to have a heart connection and a beautiful relationship with you when they leave. The second thing we're going to give away is a free guide called what parents need to teach their kids and teens to stay out of debt. And that is a series of emails about money, what to do, how to actually approach the subject. And the third one is one of my Kiwi friends lives in New Zealand, basically has free family movies as part of the raising royalty. So when you actually sign up, apart from getting all these resources, which tell you how to raise money smart kids, how to raise happy, more confident kids, you'll get those three resources, and there's four other resources included in there, including going away on a holiday. So the best way is just go to 1010life.com.au and you'll get access to those seven ways that we bless families.
Well, Brains, I want you to go in and take a look at it. I took a look at it and it was easy to comprehend, easy to follow. Everybody looked so happy and perky and excited about what they were doing. I've been following Justin. He's done some great work, some great philanthropic work that really, you know, made me tear up. Because again, to whom much is given, much is required. And so I live in a place of an abundance, you know, and you live in a place of abundance, and Brains, you can live in a place of abundance too. Right here on the edge, let me get this postcard. Let me let you know where you're at. Okay, we need you to go in, like, love, subscribe, and share. Again, like, love, share, and subscribe. To all of our things, information is key, but it's null and void if you don't apply it. And we want you to apply it right here on the edge and right there with my friend, Justin.
And I want to just release shalom, peace over all families at the moment, over all the Brains. Let our brains, let our hearts, let our spirits, let our soul be full of the shalom peace of Jesus. And just let that rest upon you and let peace rule and reign in your household.
That's right. Every day, Brains, we're counting on you. Thank you so much, Justin. Come back and see me. You promise?
And
all right.
Amen.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.